Guess Who Is Turning Four Soon, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And on June 3rd, to celebrate this amazing day this podcast was started, we are going to have a fanniversary party for you, the fans. So if you want to join us on YouTube Live for an hour special where we'll be having a special live sharing, messages from your spiritual team, live chat will be open, Q&A, and perhaps some more things too. The timing is going to be 4 p.m. New York, 6 a.m. Sydney, and 9 p.m. London. This free event is for you to thank you so much for being fans of Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And the link will be in the show notes, so get your seat and join us so we can celebrate you. And happy fourth anniversary, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about one of the five key truths: free will and having choices. So if either one of those sound of interest to you, please continue listening. Welcome to the Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast, where we share spiritual truths, spiritual stories, and spiritual tips to give you insights and a bigger picture for your spiritual journey. Hi, I'm your host, Teresa Shantz. I'm a spiritual seeker and enthusiast who through my life has had my cup filled up with some fun and dynamic spiritual knowledge and experiences that I will be sharing in each episode. Join me as I dive in deep into spiritual topics and deliver them in a compact mini morsel to satisfy your spiritual sweet tooth every Tuesday and Thursday. Hi, welcome to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. I'm your host, Teresa Shantz, and this episode is sponsored by TNTSpiritWorks.com. At TNTSpiritWorks.com, we are passionate about guiding you with your working with your inner sensitivities, helping you connect deeper with your inner guidance, and helping you on all the other aspects of your spiritual part of your journey. Check out TNTSpiritWorks.com and pick up the free ebook, You, Your Purpose, and Your Intuition. It's a mini morsel packed book full of information for your amazing journey created by the Wayshowers College. So today, I really am excited because I want to talk to you about one of the five key truths. So through the Wayshowers College, and actually through the You, Your Purpose, and Your Intuition book, one of the free ebooks you could pick up at TNTSpiritWorks.com, talks about these five key truths. So what I was guided to do is start with the fifth truth and work backwards. So in this one, I want to talk about number five, which is a key truth of you are free. So as I was preparing for this podcast, I kept hearing the George Michael song Freedom over and over again. And I'm clairaudient, I'm an intuitive. So that's one of the ways that spirit gets insights into me is a lot of times it's through songs. I mean, I do hear, you know, insights and information and things, but boy, a lot of times those songs just come in so clear. And this was it about freedom. So, you know, and looking at freedom today and where we're at, it's actually towards the end of 2020. We're still all in the COVID pandemic. And freedom is something that I have a feeling most people on the planet are lacking, that they're actually really free right now. Because of the fact that there's been so much restriction, so much isolation, and we haven't been able to move as freely as we have been in the past. So freedom is a really key component of living life fully. And feeling that you are free is part of it. And I know for myself in looking at life, and there's been a lot of times in my life when I haven't felt free. And one, of course, when I was young, and I was in my you know, family that raised me, I didn't feel free because I wanted to move out in the world and do what I needed to do, which most teenagers and people, that's part of the issue of going through the teenage, you know, angst years, the fact that we're ready to get out in the world, even though maybe we're not quite prepared, but ready to move out and do what we need to do next. So that time I didn't feel free. But I did make the free choice of going into the military, and that moved me from that house into another situation where I was somewhat free, but I really wasn't free either because I was under the constraints of being a military person, an airman, and I couldn't move as freely as I wanted to. And so in looking back at that, those two situations and also some of my life where maybe I didn't feel as free, I think about the fact that, you know, freedom really isn't just what I'm able to do. It's really a feeling I have inside of myself. It's really my true feelings, because my true feelings say to myself, you know what? I'm free. And it's how I really look at situations and my perspective of what I'm going through. Because even in the isolation and the pandemic, there were times, of course, when I was very anxious and I had, you know, some serious things around not being free and feelings around not being free. But honestly, I was free to do what I needed to do in the constraints of where I was at. But I used that time to really do some amazing creating, and I was free to create what I needed to create. And I know when I think back about all of us coming onto the planet, so the first thing when we come on our planet is it's our choice. It's what we decide to do is come back on the planet and have these amazing journeys. And really, it's the constraints and restrictions along the way and the things that the beliefs people put on us of, you know, we can or can't do that, or we should or we shouldn't do that, that really limits our freedom and the feeling of feeling free. So I want to read a little paragraph from the You, Your Purpose, and Your Intuition book about shoulds. So it talks about, however, there are ways that you limit yourself that have nothing to do with breaking the law or interfering with someone else's boundaries. And it's the shoulds that have been taught that limit you the most. When you break free of the shoulds that don't fit with your true feelings, you truly have the freedom to create the life that you want to live. I added a little more at the end. It's actually, you truly have the freedom to create your life. But I like to say a little bit more, because, you know, our lives, as we create them, you know, well, we're the creators of them, and we are obviously free. And so you are also free to choose the paths you go down. And I know for myself, I've made many choices. Some have been maybe more positive and some have not been so positive and have maybe affected other people from my choices. But again, I am free to make those choices. I am free to choose to make either masterful messes in my life or masterful masterpieces through my life and the journeys that I take on. So that's exactly about your journey too. You are free. You are free to create your life the way you want it to be, or working with the situations that you're currently in. And how can I work with this better to benefit my journey? So that's the question for you today, and a question to think about for your life. Wherever you're at, and whether or not you feel free or you feel very confined and not free at all, how are you going to work with that situation to feel more free? To feel that you are masterful and you can work your life how you need to work it for your unique journey. So that's the big key for today, is number 5 of the key truths of the universe and from the Wayshores College, is that you are free. So thank you again so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. Also, please subscribe. I come out with a new episode every Tuesday and Thursday. And also remember to go to tntspiritworks.com and pick up that free ebook, You, Your Purpose, and Your Intuition. And also remember that wherever you're at in life, just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College, and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.